Good morning and welcome to the Fantasy Blink, a fantasy sports podcast. I am Brian Baines and I am your host. It is Friday. That's right, Friday, April 19th, episode number 734, bringing it to you live. Well, live right now. Won't be live by the time you listen to it, but live here from the classroom at Vern Patrick Elementary School here in lovely Redmond, Oregon. It's going to be a beautiful day. Going to be about a solid 61 degrees, sunny skies, looking good for the weekend. Starting to maybe turn the corner a little bit here. Not going to get hot or anything like that, but we're looking at nice 60 degree temperatures coming up here for the next foreseeable future. The snow seems to be fading away. I don't want to jinx it, but I probably just did. So we'll probably have snow in a couple weeks. Back on the ground, fooling around with all of the leaves that are popping up on the trees and the flowers that are sneaking up out of the ground. Just enough to, just to mess them all up. Throw back the growing season just a little bit farther. Not going to be growing a whole lot this year. A little bit different situation than normal. But we'll be still keeping up on the mowing of the grass for a little while. Haven't pulled out the mower yet, but not gonna have the normal season that I'm accustomed to. I'll be mowing for a month or so, I figure, maybe a little bit more than that as the moisture in the ground starts to dry up. I don't think my irrigation system will be back online any time where it would be relevant for the summer. So probably going to try to figure out something to keep the normal plants growing and watered. Might have to use the neighbor's water to keep things flowing. Once things dry up, my mowing season should be done for the year. Things moving along on the house. They've torn out the kitchen, they tore the floors. Floors are pretty much gone as of yesterday. We stopped by to check things out, check out progress, and all the tile is gone from the bathroom and the laundry room and the entryway, the back entryway, and most of the wood floors have now been removed from downstairs. Haven't worked on the tile in the front entryway, and they are still one side. They're trying to figure out, I think, sheetrock wise, if they need to take out anything on the office side of the house. But everything else is cleared, cleaned, and out of there. Working through the teardown process before we put it all back together again. So that's the latest update there. It is spring and it is time for playoffs. That's right. The NHL playoffs start on Saturday. It has been decided. They finished up last night, last regular season games. The LA Kings came back late. I checked in on this one with about 3 minutes left. Chicago had a 4-3 lead. The Kings must have somehow put one in the basket for a 4-4 tie, got it to overtime, and then got the win. And that was enough to get them out of that last spot. So Vegas will play the number one seed, the Dallas Stars. The Kings get, I don't know if this is a bonus, but they get the Edmonton Oilers. So the NHL playoffs look like this, and they start on Saturday. Looks like we got games on Saturday and games on Sunday to kick it off. Florida taking on Tampa Bay, which that should be a good matchup. Florida, the one seed, Tampa Bay the eight seed, or however they do it. Hockey's a little bit different in terms of, I don't believe it's necessarily one versus eight. It's just, I don't know, they mix it up. They've got some different things going on. But Florida taking on Tampa Bay. Boston taking on Toronto. Wow, yeah, classic old-time matchup here. That should be fun. Could be lots of goals scored in that one. Toronto, of course, looking once again to get out of the first round The Rangers taking on Washington, and Carolina taking on the Islanders in the Western Conference. You've got Dallas taking on the Golden Knights. Winnipeg taking on Colorado. Vancouver versus Nashville. And then the Edmonton-LA King matchup to wrap that up. The NBA playoffs are already underway because of the play-in situation. We are down to, I believe, both games are tonight. It's the 8/9/10 seed game. Lakers already moved on in the 7, and the Sixers moved on in the 7 in the Eastern Conference. So it comes down to Chicago, Miami tonight. You know who I'm talking about. Butler. No Butler tonight. Sprained MCL, and he's going to be missing even if Miami gets through. They probably won't have him, at least for the first round or two of the playoffs. We'll see if Miami can work their magic again, or if it's Chicago that takes the 8 seed. And in the West, it's Sacramento taking on New Orleans. No Zion Williamson, hamstring injury for him. Big surprise there. To see who gets to take on the 1 seed. So it'll be Boston versus Chicago or Miami. It'll be Cleveland versus Orlando. Milwaukee taking on Indiana. The Knicks taking on the Sixers. Some kind of fun matchups in that first round there. OKC in the West taking on the winner of Sacramento, New Orleans tonight. The Clippers taking on the Mavericks. The T-Wolves taking on the Suns. That should be a fun one. And then Denver taking on the Lakers. Denver, of course, my favorite to repeat as world champion, let alone come out of the West, and that's how it looks. We got only one interesting signing with the NFL was J.K. Dobbins signing a 1-year deal with the Chargers. Don't know what to really expect from Dobbins coming off of an ACL injury followed by an Achilles injury back-to-back. Just has not had any luck go his way. So the Chargers probably will draft a running back as well. So you got Gus Bus, you've got J.K. Dobbins, and then whoever else they bring in. And, yeah, so looks like Baltimore West. It's Baltimore West now for the Chargers backfield. They have moved everybody out. So we've got, of course, the NFL draft coming up shortly. We are less than a week away from the round one picks. I'm not going to go over my predictions yet. I think what I will do is next week I will come back on Thursday. We'll skip the early week stuff. I'll come back on Thursday, give my first round predictions, and then come back in again on Friday, and we'll recap it and figure out just how badly I did, because that's how the NFL draft does. I think my best ever was 5, maybe 6 out of the first round, getting 6 correct out of the first round out of 32 picks. So this year, I'm just going to break it down really, really quick. First round and what, actually it's not even first round, kind of first round. There's some that don't have first round picks. And just what these teams need. So starting off, of course, with Chicago Bears. They're obviously going to take quarterback. They will take Caleb Williams with the number one pick. And other needs for the Chicago Bears would be wide receiver and offensive tackle. The number two pick goes as of right now, right? There's going to be some flip-flopping around, some trades, some things happening. It's just a matter of time before that breaks free, whether the trades happen on draft day or whether they happen before the draft, we will wait and see. Hopefully, if they're going to happen, they happen before I am going to make my predictions. But they won't. There'll be draft day trades. There always are. Washington, the Commanders have a need at quarterback and offensive tackle as well. Question comes down to whether they take Jaden Daniels or whether they take Drake May. At this point, New England picking third, has a need at quarterback, wide receiver, and defensive tackle. Projected to take whoever Washington does not take at the quarterback position. And then it gets a little bit more interesting after you get past that point. Now, New England says they're courting offers for their number one pick, but I don't necessarily really believe that. So I think New England stays there. But it gets interesting after that. Arizona, slated to pick number four. Their needs are at wide receiver, cornerback, and defensive end. The Chargers, slated to pick at five. I believe either one of these picks could be moved. Chargers have needs at tackle, defensive tackle, offensive tackle, defensive tackle, and wide receiver. I project them to take a offensive lineman, but we'll get into those predictions next week. New York Giants pick sixth. Have some interest in quarterback. They have need at wide receiver and offensive tackle. Tennessee is at seven, and they are all the way all in on offensive line. So that is where they have their needs, and that's where they will fill them. They're also another team that could potentially trade back. Atlanta is at eight, and they are all need on defense, edge, cornerback. Also a potential move back in the draft for anybody that wants to get up and get to a quarterback early if one hangs around. Number nine are the Jets. Their needs are at offensive line and wide receiver, although Bowers has come up as a possibility. I could see the Jets moving up, actually, to get Adunze if he is there, if he makes it to that point. Minnesota is at 10, and they are quarterback. I don't think I have these right. I don't think I have the order on these correct. Chicago is in there, I think, at 9. The Jets are at 10. So this is just going through teams because it gets a little bit different here. I'm not sure. What I was looking at clearly didn't go in the order of the draft at this point. Because Chicago's at 9. The Jets are at 10. We already covered Chicago's needs. Minnesota is next. They have a need at quarterback and defensive back. The question is, do they try to move up farther? They already have swapped some picks to get up to the 10. I think they gave up maybe, I can't remember what exactly they gave up, but they have moved up in the draft order. Denver, it's funny with Denver, and they only have, I believe, four picks in the draft, in the entire draft. Their needs are listed as good players. They need good players. Right now, Jarrett Stidham is slated to be their starting quarterback. I don't know if I believe that is truly going to be the case, but that's the way it stands now. The Las Vegas Raiders, also a potential move-up team. Are they going with O'Connell as their starting quarterback? I don't know if I believe that either. And they also feel like they brought in maybe a veteran. Who did they? Oh, yeah, Jimmy G? Is he there? They let Jimmy G go, I believe. So, yeah, I can't remember who they have exactly. But they definitely have a need at quarterback, defensive back, and offensive line. The New Orleans Saints are looking at offensive linemen. Interior defensive linemen are on their needs list. The Indianapolis Colts looking for, interesting, a wide receiver. I feel like they are actually pretty deep at wide receiver, but apparently that's one of their needs, and defensive back. Seattle looking to the offensive line and an edge rusher. The Jacksonville Jaguars are in need of a defensive back, among other things. I think that defense could use a couple pieces. Cincinnati, offensive line and wide receiver. Tyler Boyd is now no longer, so I guess they're looking to add depth at wide receiver. The Los Angeles Rams, they are looking for a defensive back. They're looking for an edge. They're looking for D-line and offensive linemen. So not a lot of skill positions in the mix for the Rams. Pittsburgh looking for a wide receiver and offensive line help. They were good at the end of last season, and it seems like this has been a trend with Pittsburgh as they are slow to start on the offensive line, and they build and become better as the year goes on. And they finished the year pretty strongly, and we're running the ball pretty well at the end. But they are looking to, obviously, replace Deontay Johnson at the wide receiver position. They're usually very good at finding talent later, mid to later in the draft at the wide receiver position. So it'll be fun to see what Pittsburgh comes up with this year on the O-line. And the O-line wide receiver. Miami is next, and they are looking for both O-line and D-line. Their skill positions are pretty solid, bringing in Jonnu Smith at the tight end, and their wide receivers and running back rooms are full. So they are going to be looking in those directions. Philadelphia picks next. Defensive back, always a need for this Philadelphia team. And they list offensive line as in just depth, I guess, because they have one of the best offensive lines in the league, so must be just looking to add depth. The Dallas Cowboys are next, looking at offensive line, defensive line, and they are looking for a wide receiver. I do look for them to pick a running back fairly early in a draft that is not deep with running backs. This could be the landing spot for a high fantasy running back pick, depending on how early Dallas decides to dive in. Green Bay is looking at offensive line, defensive line, and linebackers. So they are feeling good about skill positions there. They've taken care of the running back. They have a load of young receivers there. And, you know, I guess they spent draft capital on tight end last year, so and they're obviously set at quarterback, so that's where they're going to be looking. Tampa Bay, looking at wide receiver, offensive line, and cornerback for Tampa Bay. Buffalo, they're looking to fill that wide receiver room back up. Defensive back and offensive line would headline their needs. Detroit, picking next, they're looking for another edge to bookend their Hutchinson on one side, and they'll bring in another edge. They are looking for interior defensive linemen as well, looking to stop that run, and defensive back. So they are obviously happy at the skill positions on offense, and they are looking to bolster that defense up. Baltimore picks next, always looking at offensive line because they love to run the ball, looking for an edge rusher and a defensive back. They are apparently set at the skill positions, although they always add a wide receiver or two in there at some point. San Francisco looking for O-line, cornerback, and I guess wide receiver? I don't know. I feel like they've got the wide receivers they need, but maybe Ayuk isn't long for San Francisco. Kansas City looking at offensive line, defensive back, and running back. I would throw wide receiver in that as well with the Rashee Rice situation. Can't imagine they wouldn't be looking at some point in the draft to bring in wide receivers. And teams without picks in the first round, Carolina will be looking at wide receiver, defensive line, and defensive back. Houston, interior defensive line, offensive line, and it says wide receiver. I feel like they're pretty set at wide receiver right now with Nico Tank and Stephon headlining that crew. But for whatever reason, they've got wide receiver listed here. Cleveland, also lacking in a first-round pick, is looking for interior defensive line and linebackers to build up that defense. And that sums up all 32 teams and what they are supposedly looking for. And I will take all this information and every other bit of chatter that I'm reading and checking in on, and I will make my oh-so-not-great predictions coming up next Thursday, the day of the draft. So you're going to have to listen to the predictions the day of so you know how it comes out. Or maybe you just fire up the Blink when the draft starts and you just play one pick at a time and, see how it goes. I'm sure that's what I'll do, for sure. All right, everybody, have a great Friday. That's going to wrap it up. Enjoy the beginning of the NHL and NBA playoffs. I think the NBA starts this weekend. I am not totally positive on that one. I know the NHL starts on Saturday and Sunday. There are games. I have to imagine There are the play-in games tonight, and then maybe they get everybody else fired up tomorrow, or maybe it's Sunday, or maybe it's even Tuesday. I don't know. The NBA is a little bit wild, and the NBA definitely drags these things out, right? NHL typically gets into it. You've got two games at one place, take a day off, two games at the next place, take a day off, right? It is bang, bang, bang. The NBA is very random, it feels like, where they'll play a game, and then they'll take 4 days off, and then they'll play two games and take 3 days off, and they'll drag these first series out forever. But I'll have an actual schedule for you next week when I get back, although, you know, I don't know if we'll be able to squeeze much of that in because it will be NFL draft time all the time next week. All right, that's going to do it. Going to wrap it up. Everybody have a great weekend. Enjoy the sunshine if you have it where you're at, and enjoy the playoffs as they get kicked off. For the Fantasy Blink, I am the Commish, and I am out.